3. Birthdays. Birthdays need to be celebrated. I think it's more important to celebrate a birthday than a successful exam, a promotion, or a victory. Because to celebrate a birthday means to say to someone, thank you for being you. Celebrating a birthday is exalting life and being glad for it. On a birthday, we do not say thanks for what you did or said or accomplished. No, we say thank you for being born and being among us. On birthdays, we celebrate the present. We do not complain about what happened or speculate about what will happen, but we lift someone up and let everyone say we love you. I know a friend who, on his birthday, is picked up by his friends, carried to the bathroom, and thrown crushed and all into a tub full of water. Everyone is going away. His birthday, even he himself. I have no idea where this tradition comes from, but to be lifted up and re-baptized seems like a very good way to have your life celebrated. We are made aware that although we have to keep our feet on the ground, we are Christ to reach to the heaven, and that although we easily get dirty, we can always be washed clean again and our life given a new start. Celebrating a birthday reminds us of the goodness of life, and in this spirit, we really need to celebrate people's birthday every day by showing gratitude, kindness, forgiveness, gentleness, and affection. These are ways of saying, it's good for you are alive. It's good that you are walking with me on this earth. Let's be glad and rejoice. This is the day that God has made for us to be and to be together.